This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut off our categories today, the most obese states and the best biking cities. But first, time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple here on random questions. We're talking about the weather, how cold it is in New York, guys. I went to a school in Potsdam, New York, about 4 hours from Rochester. There was a Saturday night where it got to minus 40.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy cold. You could see the steam from all the buildings, hot water heaters, etc. Walking to the dorms was brutal. That from Jerry. Jerry, they would have canceled school if it was minus 40 degrees where I live.
In most places, they would. But when you live in a place like that, like, you're fine.
Right?
You're fine.
Stop being a punk.
Mm-hmm. All the bros on the topic of sweat.
You guys, that's how they say it, Mike.
Uh-huh.
True.
You guys forgot to mention about Houston. It's not only do you sweat, but I was fat kid growing up there and got the chub rub, heat rashes, good times. That from Pangea Joe.
I used to get chub rubs so bad I got to miss practice sometimes.
Damn. Yeah, oh, it sucks. I mean, it's just wearing pads and all that stuff. I mean, you get it, especially with running, too. Running's another one where you just get on the inside of your thighs, your nipples bleed.
Thurl was awesome. Before practice, you'd go see the head trainer.
Yeah.
And you know, like tongue depressors. And they get out this big scoop of strawberry ointment, like, go put it on your thighs.
Sounds like a tub.
You do it, please.
On to the birthdays, guys. Wishing a huge happy birthday to my son, Conrad. He is 14 years old today. He is one awesome young man, and I love him to bits. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins, some green beans, and a Suck It Up cupcake? Thank you guys so much. You guys rock. That from his dad, Jason.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Green beans. Green beans.
So, Suck green It Up bean. Cupcake!
You wear that green bean shirt a lot, don't you, Ted?
All the time.
I notice
that. People are like, Ted,
do you have any other clothes?
You just wear that shirt so much. And I'm like, thank you. It's great that I got it at work.
Yes. Gentlemen, today our son Mason is 15 years old. I'd hook him up with a fish sandwich montage to wish him a happy birthday. That's from lots of love from his dad, Mark, and mom, Jennifer.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon, and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
I don't know why I like the 15th birthday. It seemed like a big deal then. Like I was a 15? Year away from driving.
No, I don't really
know.
Kind of
like halfway to 20 or whatever, you know, like almost there from 10.
Hey, you celebrating your quinceañera?
No, I'm just saying. Yes. For some reason, the 15th birthday, I was like, it's a big deal. 15 now.
Yeah. See, I feel like 15 was a tough one because you're like a year away from driving.
Yeah, I want to be 16.
Yeah, I know, but the countdown was on.
I know, but it's like the Christmas Eve.
You could start driving.
It's your birthday,
15.
But.
Yeah.
Well, we could.
We could.
Yeah, you get your permit and all that.
We still had to be with our parents.
Yeah.
We wanted to be able to have sex in the backseat of their car.
Back in the day, you couldn't do that. You had to, they do that now to ramp you up to be 16, but you had to wait till you're 16. Then you could take a driver's ed course. Then you could get your permit. And that's the one thing I was like, my kid was like 15 years old and driving. I'm like, this is not, I'm supposed to get one more year.
Right.
Like, this is not the way it was for me. But anyway.
Oh, you could get
for me, I think you had to be 15 in like 6 months and you could go get a learner.
Yeah, it was okay. Something. All right.
Guys, I want to request a happy birthday shout out for my boyfriend, Jeffrey. He is 28 today. He'd like to hear something from the Dirty Germans and a song request. How about some green beans, if you could, from the Hungry Food Band?
Green beans.
Thank you, guys.
Green beans. Green beans. Green beans.
Yeah, I know you want to hear these green beans for your birthday, but tonight I will show you two black beans.
Yeah, since you're turning 28, you should reverse it and try the 82 position.
Yeah.
You can give him some navy beans.
I like the 82 position. It involves a wide receiver.
Which one?
Jesus.
John Taylor? Trying to make a famous 82.
Sam Sharp was an 82.
But he was a tight end.
Get down here and fuck on this.
No, that was a, but he was a tight end.
Fuck on this.
Yeah, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, take out that Skip Bayless anger on me.
Yeah, Skip Bayless.
I gotta calm down.
Settle down, Ted.
You said that convincingly.
You should have heard what Mike and I were talking about during the break.
Should I?
Going all out this month.
All out, baby.
Hold on, guys.
Bring it on.
Yes, right. What's your name? Who cares?
Guys, I want to send a special happy birthday shout out to my son David. It's his 30th orbit around the sun. Could you guys get some thrill gets in there? Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted telling him what to expect in his 30s. Thanks, guys, and rock on that from Juan.
Get. Get. Get.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, what's expected in your 30s? Gunshots, lots of them. Now, look, turning 30 is not going to be that big of a deal. It's going to be a slow ramp up. Around 35, you'll say something like, I like raw onions now. And then before you know it, you got to ice things down a lot more and stretch a lot more. That'd be my big advice. So you're not limping around every Monday and the boss goes, oh, soccer again, huh?
Hello, guys. My name is Vila. I am 11 years old.
Hello.
And it's my dad's birthday. Isn't that cool? There you go.
He's making me write this.
Yeah, could you?
He's right behind me.
Yeah, could you give Robert a shout out? It's my dad's birthday. He's turning 37 years old. So, can I get a backwards fart, please? We love listening to you guys. Appreciate it. As a kid, I don't remembering when my parents' birthday was.
Oh, it was my family's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know. I still don't know my mom and dad's birthday.
That's okay. They didn't know yours.
I know that.
That's a good point.
That's exactly why I said that one.
You were not conditioned to remember birthdays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get you back. Sap.
But tell us, today is my mom Michelle's 42nd trip around the sun.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, giving her a fish sandwich from Homer and the Dirty Germans telling her always to enjoy the sausage. That from her son, Michael.
What do you mean?
Fish sandwich from Homer.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Homer Simpson.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, he is right. You do need sausage, but tonight I'm going to give you a special one known in Deutschland as Thrillwurst.
Yes, you know, I'm supposed to talk to you, but maybe it's time your son has a new father. Maybe two.
Yeah, that's the right age. Also.
Yeah, 42. Yeah, so, you know, some of the Germans are 42.
Hello, guys. Today is my 19,345th day on this planet. I'll save you from doing the math. I'm 53.
All right.
So, can I get a fart montage, a Homer Simpson fish sandwich, and the Dirty Germans telling me the joys of getting old and what my wife will do for me later? All rock on, guys. That from B-Town.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, what your wife would do for you is your birthday is the thing you want most. Leave you alone to watch the porn you want to watch.
So, when you're finished, you just yell, yeah! She shows up.
No!
All right, guys, here
you
go.
Happy birthday there, boy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you. I was going to contest on the line for your guess is as good as mine now at 206-803-ROCK. A couple of extras here in the meantime. As far as nicknames, guys, my old manager's name was Kurt, and his name was stitched in cursive on his uniform. So I think you can see where this is going with me and my Sharpie. Kurt.
Yes.
Kurt, written in cursive.
Kurt.
You should
Kurt.
Always do it in print.
Let's see here. Gentlemen, first I just want to say that Friday had probably the second highest density of profoundly weird colors that I've heard in my 14 or so years listening to this show. Absolute cryptids. Also, just a minor fun fact. Saturday, the 27th, was the 91st anniversary of Goofy's appearance in animation. Hmm. The mouse has had him at work for almost a century, or about 600 dog years. Thought maybe you'd like to know this since he makes a semi-frequent appearance on the birthday set.
Yeah, that is correct. That's correct.
Well, cheers, guys. That from Chris. Oh, and what else here? Hola, amigos. Greetings from Louisiana by way of Edmonds. My submission for today is the following. I cannot believe what I saw. I saw Chewbacca's own Peter Mayhew in my hometown of New Orleans during Mardi Gras. Here's the kicker.
Thank you. I thought it was, I saw Chewbacca's Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We met him before. Yep. He, she, me, them, we. At Emerald City Comic Con with his wife, my husband, and our daughter, Madeline. Long story short, it was a parade that celebrates pets, and he and she were the Grand Marshal of the day. Much love from the Park family and from your favorite displaced former debutante.
Yeah.
That from the lovely Carolyn Park. Have fun at Sea Fair and beyond, guys. Love you and sending kisses. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for a little your guess as good as mine? Do we have a contestant?
Hey, you about three off there at the end.
What's that?
You got three off there at the end.
My brain's still not working from the flight. That's a fact. Yeah, it's time for a little your guess as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You take a guess from one of two categories. I've been trying to get him as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess is as good as mine?
That would be me and Ted Miles.
Oh, is that right?
That is correct.
All good times.
Now what's going on with our phone
system?
I
don't know. They dropped off again? All right, what do you guys want? The best biking cities in the U.S. or the 10 most obese states?
I want to go obese states, Ted.
I love SEC football. SEC football myself.
Okay. You guys know how the game is played. U.S. News and World Report has crunched data on obesity in America and ranked states accordingly. The CDC estimates that roughly 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. qualify as obese, as defined by having a body mass index of 30 or more. The states faring worst in this regard generally have about 40% or more of their population meeting that qualification. So these are the 10 most obese states in the United States.
In Mississippi.
Mississippi is number 5 with an obesity rate of the population 39.2%.
I've been there. I think that's low. Arkansas.
Number 6. 39.9% of the population is obese in Arkansas.
I hate to do it to you, but I'll say West Virginia.
West Virginia, number 1. 40.7% obesity rate in the Mountain States. Yes.
When you go back, is it that noticeable?
I'm telling you, Ted, I was just had this conversation. I was like, oh, man, I forgot. Because you...
The seats are smaller. You know, like, it's big.
I mean, the Atlanta, Hartfield, Asheville, the whole... I could not believe it. I just forget how big people can be, as far as... Especially the guy's guts, man. I mean, the guys...
They find you at the bottom of the ocean after 3 weeks?
I swear to God. I was like, what? And I know why. Because the food was...
The food's good.
Food's delicious.
Food's fantastic.
And the heat does nothing to melt it off.
I mean, I got lemon pepper wing flats in the airport.
Well, the food...
And a varsity dog.
That's good work. Food in the South is delicious. And then number 2, honestly, it's so hot sometimes, people just sit around in the AC.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right, so you're right with West Virginia. Number 5, Mississippi. Number 6, Arkansas.
Alabama.
Alabama, number 2.
Yep.
40.4% of the population in Alabama is obese. You got to remember, man, when you eat biscuits and gravy and grits every morning,
right?
Which is basically what my dad eats. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's different than eating a couple eggs.
I'm going to guess Georgia.
Believe it or not, not in the top 10.
Good work, Atlanta.
I think there's Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas.
I would put Louisiana first.
Louisiana's number 8 at 38.5%. You guys are halfway to home. You got West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are 5 states remaining. Believe it or not, two of these aren't really southeastern cities, or states, I'm sorry.
Okay. How about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, not on the list, but they should be because they ate a lot of cheese.
Oklahoma,
number 4.
Oklahoma.
39.6% of the population of Oklahoma is obese. 6 out of 10. 1 is very close to West Virginia. Actually, there are 2
Kentucky.
States. Kentucky's number 3, 40.3% of the population. There's 1 other state that borders West Virginia.
Tennessee.
It is not Tennessee because it doesn't border West Virginia.
Oh, my bad.
Ohio.
Ohio. 37.5%
of what number Ohioans. Is that?
Number 9.
Ohio.
Well, I think they would lose weight as they're just trying to run out of the state. But.
I have a buddy that recently went to Columbus. He said there's 1 cool bar.
One cool bar?
Correct. That's not a college bar.
No.
All right. Are we still? We
got 8 out of 10.
We got 8 out of 10. How about Texas?
Texas is not on the list.
All right.
Which is amazing. Because they eat a lot.
How about North Carolina?
Not on the list.
Huh.
Trying to think, what are we missing? We got Mississippi.
South Carolina.
There is a South state on the list that is not South Carolina.
Dakota.
South Dakota.
Really?
7. 38.6%. I've never been to South Dakota.
I haven't either.
I don't know a damn thing about it.
I guess 8 people live there and 6 of them are fat. Right? I mean, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, no one lives there.
The other 2 are married.
Mm-hmm. One state kind of known for their barbecue in a weird way, but basically just where they border another state.
Virginia.
Not Missouri.
Missouri.
Number 2.
Your top 10 most obese states. Here you go. The fine state of Missouri at number 10. Ohio comes in at 9. 8 is Louisiana. 7, South Dakota. Arkansas at 6. 5 is Mississippi. Oklahoma at 4. Kentucky 3. Alabama 2. And yes, we win again. Number 1, West Virginia.
Somebody here says literally, roll tide.
I will say this.
The most popular food in West Virginia is a pepperoni roll.
Oh, sure.
So more rolls.
Well, it's like Missouri. Like, one of my buddies, he's from St. Louis. He was just there. And he texted us on Sunday, and he said, toasted ravioli. Right, but he said there they're filled with meat and cheese.
Ooh,
whereas here they're just cheese. And I was like, those sound great, but I can see why that would make you fat.
Yep. That's a very nice thing to say.
It's kind of close to a pierogi, but not really.
I like them better than pierogis, but yeah, very similar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't say it would make you fat. What I really said is I would crush an order of those right now.
Because your St. Louis buddy is so fat.
Which is funny, because he is probably one of the most in-shaped, ripped dudes I know.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm more fired up half the time when I go. For whatever reason, it's not the main course is not, you know, important. I'm kind of more into the appetizers.
Oh, me too, for sure.
Yeah. As far as the foods that I like the most. So I'm going to go to a restaurant, and I get fired up, but like, the potato skins, the chicken wings, the mozzarella sticks.
Oh, for sure.
All that stuff is like, that's what I want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with the shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up next, we'll drink a toast for the shop of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not looking or working on. Looking at.
I'm not looking at him, man.
Not looking at him.
A grandfather in Nashville went viral after he lost 60 pounds on a 100-day McDonald's only diet.
I read that.
Did you read the fine print?
Yes. What was the fine print?
So
he didn't finish all the meals,
correct?
So to speak. Like, he might have eaten a half of a Big Mac.
Okay, right, but you know, they tell you to watch your portions anyway. Right. So at least I like that he's like, right, I ate McDonald's and watch my portions.
Right. So he ate half the portions. He also drank water instead of soda.
Okay.
So, you know,
that's probably a big one.
You bet.
Right. Soda. Bet. Yeah, absolutely.
Just pouring sugar.
But the weird thing is, I want to say he said he was pre-diabetic. Now he's not.
No kidding.
And like his cholesterol went down.
Okay.
That's the part. You know, I understand you can lose weight if you do portion control, but I'm like, I just figure McDonald's and cholesterol were like peanut butter and chocolate.
Man, I wish I did. I want to know what exactly he was eating. Because I feel like he wasn't just banging down bacon and quarter pounders with cheese.
Well, no, I ordered the 20-piece McNugget and only ate 10 of them.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Right.
I ordered two Big Macs and only ate one.
Hell yeah.
Didn't have any sauce on the chicken nuggets.
Gotta get two cheeseburger meals. Right. Had one. Look at me.
I ate half my meal.
There's a list of things that baffle older generations about younger generations. Most of them are social media related.
Well, I can believe that.
Sure.
I mean, it's new to everyone, so to speak, but the younger generation, they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, and the thing that's the most confusing is just the weird antics that they go through to get views or try to go viral online. And
oh, come on. There's a reason why people went on game shows back in the day. The dating, it's kind of the same thing. They just have more options.
Exactly.
You know, people have wanted them 15 minutes forever, and now you just have more opportunity to do so.
I would say the biggest thing I would say to older people, and I can speak through my own family, is like, I don't know, they all are on Facebook, nothing else. And like, we can see your activity.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They do seem to struggle with we know what you're up to. We don't have to know, but you don't seem to know the controls to prevent that.
Right, and the way Facebook works is it shows them your friends and this and that, what's going on with them. I've had two separate conversations with some older people in my family. They're like, sorry about your friend that died. And I'm like, who died?
Right.
I'm like, well, I saw somebody else post. And I was like, yeah, I didn't know that person. Like, right. That's just my rule. I'm not having a conversation about Facebook when I'm talking to you.
No. And also another general rule is that your news feed is not an open conversation with everybody from you. A good example of this that I saw was...
No, I think you should refer to it. We don't want it to be.
Right. Was somebody making fun of the older generation, you know, like a grandma scrolling on Facebook and she sees, oh, hey, our cat just had a litter of kittens, so let us know if you'd like a kitten. I don't much like cats, so I'll let you out. Just don't leave the comment.
Right.
We're good.
I don't much like cats.
There are people in my family that I can tell when it's the one time of the month that they're getting onto Facebook because all of a sudden their comments come out of the woodwork. 9 different posts that I don't give a damn about.
They don't care much for cats. Well, then this doesn't apply to you.
Hey,
that's all.
Just don't comment.
It's okay.
I gotta respect that out of whoever did that. Hey, we had a litter of kittens. I hate cats.
I don't like cats.
Can I have two? Because they're delicious.
Oh, no.
Do have good news. Cat update. I think I have... I've made friends with all the cats.
Okay.
How many cats do you have?
Have you made contact?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they nice?
They are. The one cat now just shows up and shows me his belly. And I'm like, I'm not going to rub you every time, dude.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, you're setting up sometimes.
That's a fine line.
Is it? It's like a bear trap. Like, exactly. They want you to touch their belly. Then you do. And then all four claws come down in your hand. Their head comes up. They don't necessarily like bite you. But they want to let you know that they are lightning fast and can kill you.
That's right.
If you fall asleep outside.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Stick to the sides, Ted. Stick to the sides.
And that's the equivalent of your buddy going, try to punch me. You know he learned something.
Touch my gun.
Hey, man, push me as hard as you can.
That's what they're saying. Reach for my gun.
No, it's fine.
And 5 times out of 10, you'll touch it. There's a myth.
The other 5, he'll get you.
There's a myth going around that women are wearing red to weddings to secretly indicate that they've slept with the groom.
What?
What?
Why are you inviting people that you've slept with to your wedding? Not everybody knows.
Well, you don't necessarily know. Until she shows up in red. Why is she wearing red? I effed her.
right?
Yeah,
and also, it's why. Yeah, like, trust me, the older you get, like, you end up running in some of the same circles. Like, sure. People are going to be there that have had sex.
Sure.
No. I think, have I been to a wedding where I hooked up with the bride? I don't know that I have.
No, I have never. Never. Why would they invite me?
I mean, I have, but I didn't wear something special to say, hey.
I did get an invite.
I'm wearing a single black glove on my left hand to let you know.
But I turned down.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
I got invited, but I turned it down. I was like, no. I appreciate it. I thank you, but no. This is
her lips
only
are
gonna
like a Dyson vacuum.
This is only going to spell trouble. I'm out.
I'm glad you could overlook that one weird nipple on her left breast.
Oh, no.
If you got past that, I'm sure you're in for the long haul.
But I just...
Trish, I wish you luck.
This, you know, and I'm glad that they do say that it is a myth, because it's like, what's the motivation? Why?
But all you got to do is throw it out there.
I slept with him.
And now that someone will.
Right, now it's going
to
be...
Just throw it out there. If you want to get anything started, just say, this is what I heard to be true. Right. Someone out there, they'll do it.
Now it's going to be taboo to wear red at a wedding.
I'm going to wear red to any wedding I've ever been.
I've been to a lot of weddings. You don't generally see a lot of red dresses, period.
No.
Correct.
But that's what I'm going to start doing. I'll be like, oh my God, you slept with the bride? Like, no, dude, it's red. I slept with the groom.
Lady in red. Bang,
I miss you.
A groom. Why couldn't it work out between us in the other room?
Call a groom writer.
An Amazon semi crashed in California, and authorities are blown away that people tried to steal packages.
Of course they did.
Come on.
You ever drop your fries on a beach? Don't get upset that the seagulls try to eat it.
It's like having Santa's sleigh crash in the middle of the highway. People are going to grab the presents.
Santa's sleigh crash, and people robbed them.
I would steal an elf.
Steal an elf?
Yes.
What are you going to make the elf do, Ted?
Whatever I want.
Don't ask.
Make me cookies, bitch.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Make some toys, dude.
Where's the people in the tree?
Give me the black boots, fat boy.
I'm going to steal your weird curly-cue shoes.
Actually, man, I just want the reindeer and the sleigh.
That'd be badass.
But I want to fly, homie. Like, you can give the gift. I will help you deliver the gifts. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Sure.
Right? You're going to have to Uber this around or something. But when you're done, I want the sleigh and I want the reindeer.
Eat your heart out, Jay Leno. Look at my collection.
Yeah, look at this, bitch.
I just want all these mystical mobiles in my
but
collection.
Jay, good news. We'll drop off a hat that actually fits your big ass head. The elf works night and day to make a hat big enough to fit over the top of your Frankenstein head.
I'm still just thinking, imagine you come over to my place and I'm like, hey man, check out the second bedroom. Look what I got going on in here. And they're like, is that an elf making toys? Like, damn right.
The elf just has a tear in his eye.
I pay him in candy canes.
I was going to say, yeah.
He gets one call a week.
Throw him some candy. Watch him get all fired up.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta have the AC cranked in there because he's not used to the climate just yet.
Mike, you want to hang out with your nephew? Need some toys?
He needs some toys, dude.
Hey, chop chop!
I got like 5 trains on the way.
I introduced him to Marlboro Reds.
Oh no!
Make me toys in here.
Make me an iPhone, bitch. Get on it.
You're the right height.
No, you're a little too old.
Really likes bourbon. It's weird.
Oh, man. You got that cheap whiskey.
Only out of plastic bottles. 82% of people say eating watermelon boosts their mood.
Well, I love eating watermelon. You're rarely in a bad mood when you eat watermelon.
And generally, it's warm out. It's sunny.
Yeah. You're at a barbecue or a cookout.
I mean, it's the truth. Like, I'm with them. That's a great time.
It is. It's fantastic.
You ever seen anyone cry and eat watermelon? No, you haven't.
Only after they scuff their knee when they're playing on the playground.
You might cry into your ice cream. We understand. But, like, watermelon, it's like, no, I had a good day.
Yeah.
So I am eating watermelon.
Well, any kind of just the prolificification of the spody, there's a lot of alcohol in those. So I imagine.
You might cry later.
Somebody's been crying. Like, oh, God, he's here.
Yeah.
I'm wearing red to that wedding.
Damn.
Wow.
Ted's broken a lot of hearts. All right. He's Ted, here.
Well, where's Bodie?
Pour me another glass.
You've had 5 today. You're cut off.
Meaning?
I bet you that elf would be crying eating watermelon.
I just want to go home.
That's a watermelon. Shut up.
Shut up, elf. Well, you know what? That's one thing that you probably shouldn't do after a meal, and I've got a whole list
for
you.
Was that beating out?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things to never do after having a meal. Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, you had a big meal of pigs and blankets. Well, I have advice for you. Do not try and stuff your sausage in a blanket, because the only thing you're feeling right now is bloated, very, very gassy, and probably a little bit greasy.
VD loves pigs and blankets. Mm-hmm.
Hey, she has a name. It's Teresa, and she's sleeping in.
It's 3 p.m.
This was a one-night stand, and we both know it. Why are you here?
10 things to never do after having a meal. They say lie down immediately after eating. It says avoid laying down immediately after eating. Laying down causes food to remain in the stomach longer, leading to indigestion, heartburn, and other uncomfortable digestive issues.
Yeah, that's
issues.
True. Mm-hmm. I've experienced all that.
Which,
for that reason.
Yeah.
That's the problem with like the late night munchy snack. Telling myself, like, dude, you do not need 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The other part of me goes, but you're stoned and have the munchies and it's delicious.
Exactly.
And I go, I know, man, but this is going to suck. And I'm saying this as I'm making the sandwiches.
You should really buy some Uncrustables. It's just so easy.
But the part, no, I cannot make it easy. If I make it easy, I'm all in.
Then he's just going to grab
my ate a box.
Which actually does roll into the next one, which is taking a nap. So napping after meals is going to hinder your digestion. Your body needs energy to digest food, and your metabolism slows down when you sleep, resulting in digestive issues due to the accumulation of undigested food.
So do we cancel Thanksgiving?
Whoa.
Because it gets real quiet after that.
It does. Wait an hour after eating before taking a nap. This will give your body time to finish the process of digestion and absorption of nutrients. I'd give it 2 after Thanksgiving.
Look, they're right. It's unhealthy.
But
you got a Saturday with nothing going on. You need a huge lunch, like barbecue or something. There's something just decadent about me. Like, oh, that's good. I'm going to lay down.
I'm going to lay down for a minute. I don't feel good. 10 things to never do after having a meal. Exercise right away. It says exercising immediately after eating can lead to digestive issues and discomfort. When your body is digesting food, it needs blood flow typically directed to your muscles for its digestion and absorption processes. This means that exercising can prevent the release of digestive juices further down the gastrointestinal tract, leading to bloating and indigestion.
It's one of the toughest things about running a marathon, or a half marathon, in my case, is the fact that you really should be eating before you run 2, 4, 5 hours, whatever
sure.
that is. Typically, the races start in the morning. So, like, I remember one of the worst decisions I ever made was pulling into McDonald's and getting, like, a sausage biscuit, because I just needed the energy first, man. And you get out there, you're like, I'm going to poop.
Well, and if you're going to go lift and stuff, like, you should eat beforehand. But I'm with you. It's very, if you're going to work out in the morning, it's awkward.
It is.
Guys, yeah. If you just avoid working out, eat when you want.
Yeah. Drink too much water makes the list. Says drinking water is essential for good health, but drinking too much water after meals can be counterproductive. It can dilute the digestive enzymes in your stomach and slow the digestion process. Drink no more than 1 glass of water 30 minutes before and shortly after meals. And honestly, that is one thing that's helped curb the appetite a little bit, is just I feel a lot more full if I just...
Yeah, throw the water in there, man.
Shotgun sure. a glass of water real quick. Consuming too much caffeine. Again, these are the 10 things to never do after having a meal. Too much caffeine can interfere with digestion and cause heartburn or other digestive issues. Try sticking to decaf beverages and avoid caffeinated drinks altogether if you experience indigestion after eating.
Meanwhile, Coca-Cola's like, shut up.
Right, get after it. Just keep going.
You're fine.
Luckily, I'm still at the point in my life where I can still just rifle coffee and I'm okay. I am dreading that day when I need to tone it down.
Just avoid the doctor. They're going to tell you.
Oh, is that all it is? I thought my body was going to tell me. If I can just keep going, let's go.
Yeah, but we like to ignore our body. I don't know what it is, Doc. I've been bleeding out of my eyes for 3 years.
Slow down on the coffee.
Right.
Well, is that it?
Is that everything? Brushing your teeth. It says brushing your teeth immediately after eating can wear away the enamel of your teeth and interfere with digestion by washing away critical digestive enzymes in your mouth. Wait at least 30 minutes before brushing your teeth after meals.
Huh, okay.
And that's one that, again, it kind of shuts my brain off like we're done. If I just run into the bathroom real quick, brush my teeth, it's the end of the day, it's after dinner, brush your teeth before you go to bed and all that. So
I think a lot of this also has to depend on the food, right?
Sure.
So, like, if you eat, like, chicken, so there's certain foods that just get stuck in your teeth. Yeah. So that's probably when I run to brush
chicken.
Them.
Chicken.
Right. And you're talking about all the water. Like, generally, you're not going to power chug water after you eat. But it's like, if you ate, like, again, barbecue, something salty. I'm really just, I love barbecue, but I'm just describing barbecue.
That's okay,
makes me want to drink water, take a nap, and brush my teeth right after.
Get it, man. How about taking a bath?
Even floss.
Taking a bath.
Taking a bath.
Jesus Christ, that's decadent.
Bathing after.
I know. I've just eaten my meal. Start me a bath. Elf.
Why wait till after you're done, man? Sit in a bath with a rib.
Shower ribs.
You can just wash your hands in the bath water when you're done. God. How's that for decadent? Bathing after a meal is also bad because it can draw blood away from the stomach, leading to indigestion and other digestive issues. Wait at least 30 minutes after eating before taking a bath or a shower.
If you're bathing after a meal, I'm willing to bet you're on vacation. This is a really nice time.
Right. By the way, somebody here says, I laid in bed last night. I laid in bed last night right before bed and ate steak fries dipped in nacho cheese.
Get it,
hashtag
boy.
Hashtag adulthood.
Man. Yeah.
God damn. I wonder what your cheese looked like this morning.
When's the last time you guys ate in bed?
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, man,
that's a trip.
I just don't.
Last time I did it was when I was traveling for all those auctions, man. I got one of those Penn Station subs.
Okay, I've done it. Yes, at a hotel.
Hotels.
Yes, I've done it.
For some reason, hotels are different.
Let's that's do not it. Your bed. I spilled mustard on the pillow. I don't care.
Sounds like somebody else's problem.
Exactly.
Let me flip that bad boy over.
Right. I would never think to sit in my bed and eat, but you're right. In a hotel, I've done it countless times.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Because all my clothes are on the chair. I mean, truth be told.
You're naked and they're just eating Oreos.
Yes.
Let's go. But the number one thing to never do after having a meal, I'm sorry to say it, boys, but you've got to cut back drinking alcohol.
Shut up.
I'll just drink it during the meal.
I don't care. whatever.
Alcohol
I'll
may
eat
seem,
real slow.
Alcohol may seem harmless, especially in small amounts, but drinking after a meal can slow down the digestive process and cause bloating or abdominal discomfort. The best way to avoid this is to wait
at least
an hour after eating before consuming alcoholic beverages.
That, right. No change.
Before, during, and after when it comes for me, man.
But I like alcohol. Sorry.
Exactly.
I don't know. Have they never heard of a football Sunday?
No kidding, man.
My God.
Come on.
That's just eating and drinking constantly.
Let me guess, a lame-ass doctor wrote this list.
Oh, good for you, Buzzkill.
A woman in Florida admitted to demanding all the money from a bank, but it has a great explanation there, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile. That's a 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.